Hi. 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 Hello.
It's ridiculous.
Hello. I'm Danielle Tame, and you are listening to Actors Group Conversations on Craft. Enjoy. In these times of high stress, high anxiety, social distancing, basically having our lives and our daily routines completely upended, I really hope that all of you are staying well, are staying healthy, and continuing to be creative. With that said, welcome to part two of my conversation with Tom Milam and Jennifer Hummel. Tom is the head of the film and TV department at the People Store agency in Atlanta, and Jennifer is an agent in that same department. In this part of the conversation, we talked about how and when to contact your agent and why it's important to stay in contact with your agent. We also talked about how spoiled we are in the Southeast market. When asked what they wanted actors to take away from this discussion, Jennifer said, "Don't be afraid of your agents." And Tom said, "Actors need to stop playing the comparison game, because the comparison game in this industry is toxic. Each one of you," he says, "is your own individual snowflake." So, my fellow snowflakes, enjoy part two of my conversation with Tom Milam and Jennifer Hummel.
Right. We're there to help the actor get as many opportunities as possible.
Mm-hmm. So if an actor is feeling, for example, that they're not, you know, like I said at the beginning, sometimes we're not hearing from our agents and we're not getting the appointments, should the actor just sit back, or how should they connect with you? And is there like a time frame that actors should typically, because I'm assuming every day would be really annoying. It would probably be really annoying, but
sure. It's a tricky balance to strike for sure. But I would say a good rule of thumb is if you haven't heard from us in a month, mm-hmm. just shoot us a little email and say, you know, how is everything in the market? Or if you have something new to show us, if you have new headshots, if you've started a new class, if you did a workshop with mm-hmm. a casting director, that's a really great tool to say, "Hey, how's it going? Haven't heard from you guys in a little bit, but I did a workshop with George Pierre," you know? So, you know, any little tool that you can to have an in, but, you know, it is mm-hmm. a difficult thing, you know, especially because we do work for you and we want to be there and be responsive, but there's a balance to be struck.
Right.
Swinging by the office is always nice because
good, because that's I feel like, you know, when I'm in town, I'm trying to, you know, I always stop.
No, it's lovely because my training is from New York, and, you know, I worked at two offices that had open door policies. Mm-hmm. And here we have one here as well at People Store, but it's one of those situations where you fight harder for someone you know.
Right. Well, and that's,
because it makes them a person.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're on our roster and no one in this office has seen you in person and you live in Atlanta, like you're not one of our New Orleans talent, or you're not one of our Alabama or Mississippi.
Because we expect you to fly in.
I don't expect you to come by every once in a while. But if you're in Atlanta and you're auditioning somewhere, or you're just in Midtown, you should stop by if you can, if we haven't seen you in a while.
Right. Because I would say a good rule of thumb as a minimum is visit your agent once a year if you live in the city.
Oh, wow.
It's very funny to me. I mean, I've been here for over 3 years. Tom's been here for over 4 years. There are people that live in Atlanta that we have not met.
Oh, and that's a sore subject for me.
Wow.
It's very strange to me.
See, and I
yeah,
that's I'm kind of, I wouldn't say jealous, but, you know, it's like, I hate not being able to jump in.
It's a hot button issue. Like, for me especially.
We like to see our actors. Like Tom said, it does make you more of a person to us. And, you know, we're used to having online relationships with people, mm-hmm. so it's not a detriment. If you live in New York and I've never met you, it's not a big deal. But once you've been there for a while, you really want to know people on a more personal level. Getting to sit down with you for 5 minutes, if I haven't done that before, is really, as an agent, it helps me get to know your type better because I watch your tapes, I see your headshots, I watch your reel, but there's nothing like meeting someone in person, getting a sense of their essence to really know how to market them properly.
Mm-hmm. And then to go back to your original question, the best way for me, like, don't sit back and wait. Mm-hmm. Email me.
Right.
You know, or call me. And then, depending on my relationship with you, if you got my cell phone, text me. Like, a lot of clients do that. It's really funny sometimes. I'm like, I'm at my desk.
Text you?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm at my desk. Why don't you just call me? Yeah. Or they'll call my cell phone. I'm like, I'm literally sitting at my desk.
I like an email.
I much prefer an email. Yeah. Or a phone call.
Right.
I'm like, why are you blowing up my text?
Right, right.
Especially if... I hate when actors do the comparison game. Oh, so-and-so and so-and-so have been going out like a gazillion times. That's great. Are so-and-so and so-and-so your type? Right. Are they in your category? Right. Or what's their resume look like? Mm-hmm. Because that all factors into it. And everything kind of goes in waves. Mm-hmm. It's really funny to me. Jennifer said like in a month. And that's really like, that's good. In the Southeast, actors don't realize how spoiled they are mm-hmm. with the amount of opportunities they get.
A lot of actors in this market get 2, 3, 4 auditions a month as a minimum. Some get upwards of 10 in a month. Wow. And if they get one, they feel like something's wrong.
Right. Yeah.
Whereas in other markets, there are some Los Angeles actors that audition one time in 3 months.
Yeah.
That's normal.
Yeah. In New York, we would look at people's activity. And sometimes people... would be 6, so that means they went out once every 2 months. But that was, you know, it was all in person, and it was either theatrical or TV film. But still, then you think about coming here, and people are like, I've only had 2 auditions in like a month. What's mm-hmm. going? And I'm like, I can't write a role for you.
Right.
Like that's right. What a lot of it is we can only. Give you the opportunity as it exists. Mm-hmm. I wish I could write scripts for every one of my clients and be like, audition for this. Here you go.
Yeah.
Make my money in there, but make everyone else so happy.
Right.
They'd be like, look at me, I'm working.
Yeah.
On this over the top telenovela.
Oh my gosh, that would be
fun. Right? It would be fun. But here, I had someone say, I haven't had an audition in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Over Christmas.
Yeah. And I've been down here for over 4 years now. But still, that New Yorker part of me goes, 3 weeks? Mm-hmm. Like, seriously, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you're going to get those opportunities. We just have to wait for them to come up. Mm-hmm. I feel the worst for the children and the senior citizens. Because those are very...
feast or famine?
Feast or famine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're like 20s to, 70, pretty much, you're covered.
Yeah.
You know?
I was going to say, I was trying to figure out, okay, senior citizen, what is the cutoff?
I don't know what the cutoff is. It changes. But...
I don't think I'm there yet.
You're very far from it.
I don't feel like the roles truly get slower until you're over 80, frankly.
Yeah. Wow. And even then, you still get opportunities.
There's still work to be had.
Two 90-year-olds recurring on a series playing sisters-in-law. It was amazing.
Oh, yes. That. That's amazing.
That was so much fun.
But then those same people will sometimes go 4 months without one audition because... there's no role for a 90-year-old for however long period of time. Really little ones, too. If you're 4 years old, who knows when and how many auditions you're going to get because it's going to depend on the year and what projects are casting.
And if you're in that dead zone between, like, 15 and 18,
just
be patient. Just be patient.
Is that really? It's a
hard one.
So the reason why that exists is because, you know, if you're 16, they want to hire someone who's 18 and can work as an adult to play 16. Because to
hours,
most people...
no tutor, like all those things.
There are so many advantages. And there's childhood ages before them that have different advantages, like 9. And mm-hmm. there's a couple tiers to it even. But if you're 16 or 17, keep training.
Yeah.
Because the roles are really going to dry up in that age range.
But then because you're training and because casting knows you, when you hit 18, it's like you won the lottery.
Yes.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's like,
because everyone wants the 18 year olds to play high schoolers. I can vote
and audition all the time.
And I get to stay in high school.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Not that that's always a good thing. Wow. So, because of course, as we're talking, I keep having lots of questions. So when we, some of mine's jumping all over, when, as an actor, we send in our audition tapes, do you watch the tapes? That's always been my question. It's like, do you, and do you watch most of them, or does it depend on the actor, or, you know, or is this a tricky question? Should I just move on to another one?
Well, I think it just, it really depends. For the listeners, Tom is making a hilarious face. So it really depends from agent to agent and agency to agency.
Right.
I know some agencies that just put every self-tape audition on direct submit and just let it go straight to casting.
Wow.
We don't do that at People's Store. Okay. We will occasionally, for example, on a weekend, if something's due at 6 p.m. on Sunday, mm-hmm. and I know I'm going to be going about my day and I'm not going to be sitting there catching the auditions as they come in, mm-hmm. I'll let those go to direct submit. And we trust our actors enough to turn in a quality product. But if we're here in the office, we are watching your tape. Now, I will say, we are not watching every single scene, every single take, right. all the way through.
Right, because
we just don't have time for that. That's kind of practical level. Right.
It's like, if they are doing that, how in the world?
Right, you know? But that being said, if you do have concerns, if you're an actor and you have an agent, mm-hmm. and you have concerns about your quality of self-tape, I would say as a general rule, your agent's going to tell you if there's something wrong.
Right.
If it's missing the audio, if you need to work on your lighting, they're going to reach out and tell you. But that being said, every once in a while, if you do want me to really sit and watch your tape and see if I have any notes for you, I encourage my actors to actually email me, even sometimes before they turn it in, and mm-hmm. send it to me, and I can watch and get a few notes. Mm-hmm. I can't do that for every tape.
I know. I was going to say, I'm glad you said that, because I envision a whole bunch
of... But if you respond really well to feedback and you really, really want that mm-hmm. feedback from your agent, I would say every once in a while, just send them an email, see if they're okay with watching your tape beforehand mm-hmm. and giving you notes.
When I first started, I watched all of them. Mm-hmm. Because I needed to get to know my client list.
Right.
Which is a great way to do it.
Yeah, it was a great way to do it. And because, you know, your first impression. Now I watch when it's a role, because I'm a lot busier now doing other things. So now I watch the ones I really want to watch. Mm-hmm. Because I'm a fan of a lot of my clients, mm-hmm. And I'm an overzealous fan sometimes. there are certain people that I watch every single one of their tapes because I love to watch them work.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also some that I watch because I'm like, I don't know you that well. I want to get a better feel for your work.
Or if there's an audition where you're not sure if the role is a good fit, sometimes that can be really interesting to watch that audition. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, let me see this actor approach this different kind of role that I'm not used to seeing them do.
That's fun. Yeah. Yeah. And then I've said this on social media before. Sometimes I will rewatch a tape if it makes me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Like I will keep track of, oh, this client turned in an amazing tape for this project. I'm going to go back through and find it because I need something to revitalize my energy. So I'm going to go back and watch one of my clients.
Give me hope.
One of my clients like kick ass on this tape. And you're like, awesome. The downside of this mm-hmm. is being able to see the auditions has ruined certain television shows for me because I see who gets cast. And I've seen all the tapes, and I go...
We get upset.
I go, wait, what? How the F did that person get cast?
I'm not using that.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. I'm trying to keep it on
friendly.
Good language.
Pre-teen friendly.
But I'm like, how the F did this person book this job mm-hmm. over my client right. who brought me to tears in the audition because they were so good?
Right.
How did this, like...
It's probably a good thing that I don't watch The Walking Dead because I would be really upset all the time, I think.
Yeah, I won't say what show I won't watch, but there's one that I just will not watch because I got so upset. It was my mm-hmm. first project I really worked on here,
mm-hmm.
and I taped so many people for it,
yeah.
and I had, like, three people that I was like, I don't understand how they didn't book that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw the project... And when I saw who they went with, I was just like, or the direction they went, I still couldn't wrap my head around it. And I was just like, oh, cause usually you're like, oh, I get it. Mm-hmm. You know, but no, there were times I was like, Yes. Thank you. Because I was about to.
Yeah. And that's honestly, that's actually really the reason why Tom and I both work for an agency and why we don't work in casting is because mm-hmm. we're so on the actor's side. Mm-hmm. We would much rather see the actor that we love and has good work and mm-hmm. we know them really well. We have a connection to them. You know, we always go actor over project.
Right.
Which if you're casting, you have to be on the project side more than any individual actor's side. Mm-hmm. So,
So have you ever got, because now of course I've got more questions. So have you ever, when that happened, were you able to then go back to the casting director and say, what in the world?
No, because there was no way I could phrase it appropriately.
And not get in trouble.
How dare
you?
And still keep working with them.
Yeah.
And you know, at the end of the day too, is the producers get to make the final call. Right. So who knows, the casting director might have agreed with us and sent the actor that we wanted up to the producers, and the producers mm-hmm. went with someone else because they were looking for a different look. They wanted someone with different credits. You mm-hmm. never know what it is. But.
Yeah.
And it was more just a case of, you know, then you to get feedback and maybe kind of hear what the reasoning was. But if you couldn't do it in a way that would...
Yeah. There, you know...
You have to be nice to work with, right?
I guess. And I have to be pleasant. And they're just... You know, I'd like to jokingly say that I'm as salty as the Dead Sea. So sometimes it's really hard for me to hide that. Right. And this was one of those situations where I couldn't hide it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just hysterical. And since then, we've booked a ton of people on this project and like guest stars and recurrings and everything. But I was just like... I still, and it's sad, I've only seen my people's audition works and the clips. Yeah. I will not watch the full show.
Wow.
I just won't do it. Like, I'm one of those people. I'm like, once I dig my heels in, no, that's not happening.
So stay on your good side.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This seems like a good plan.
Yeah.
It's not hard to do, though. No, if you're just a basically decent human being.
If you're a good person, we're good. You do what you're supposed to. We're good.
That's probably, you know, general life rules.
It's so true, though. Yeah.
When I waited tables for, I worked here and then also waited tables for like 2 years at the same time. I worked 7 days a week.
Wow.
It was exhausting. And then do like really long nights because the system was totally different here. But the one thing I learned is if I'm working as hard as I work, I expect someone to work that hard. And sometimes it's one of those like, you got to let that go.
Right.
But in this business, you find the people who succeed are the people who have that work ethic and do work that hard. So sometimes I have way too high of standards for people.
I don't think that's a bad thing. I mean,
it's
because it's good for us, I think, as actors to be held to that high standard. Because
oh no, I think this entire office has such high standards. That's why we're as good as we are,
right.
And that's why our clients are as good as they are and are booking as much as they are. Mm-hmm. Is we have high standards.
Yeah. So. Those are my questions. I'd like to know if you have any kind of parting thoughts, comments.
Just don't be afraid of your agent. I know it's weird to say.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
There's so many actors that, you know, are terrified to talk to us, or I'll call them and I'll say, you know, why haven't I heard from you in a while? And they'll say, well, I didn't feel like I could reach out.
Right.
And that really hurts my heart to hear because we are a team. We are working together. I need to hear from you. I need to have a relationship with you. Right. And if I don't know you really well, then I can't hold up my end of the bargain. You know, better to err on the side of reaching out than not reaching out. That's right.
And if you're worried about reaching out too much, you don't.
It's true.
It's the people who worry about it. They're like, oh, I don't want to email too much. It's like, I mean, you don't. You just don't. And then because the people who do are just oblivious and they don't understand.
That's true.
They don't. But
they wouldn't even occur to them.
Yeah.
Right.
My biggest thing that I want to say is every actor's journey is different.
Yeah.
And I think every actor in the world needs to hear that, repeat it to themselves in the mirror.
And believe it.
And believe it. Yes. Because, you know, each one of you is your own individual snowflake, is the only way I can say it. I mean that in the best way. As in, you're all, there's no two of you that are the same. So your path is going to be different. You should view your career as a marathon, not a sprint. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if your friend hits mile two before you do, because their path is different than your path. And you can't compare, because the comparison game in this industry is toxic and it's hard to get away from.
Yeah.
But try not to do it. And social media has made it even worse, there are people that make it look like they're working all the time that haven't had a job in 2 years, you know?
Interesting.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm one of those gold. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're working all the time. It doesn't affect me to the point, because I'm not.
But you can't compare yourself to other people. And honestly, it's like Tom said, if you actually go sleuthing into some of these people's actual careers, you'll find that what they made look like a big budget feature film is a student film, or you just, you don't know what's going on. Right. So you just have to make sure that you're only looking at your career and your journey and making sure that you do what makes sense to you.
Yeah. I remember I had a client in New York who went to school with someone who broke out, and they were a year younger. And this person broke out, like the picture perfect example of how you break out. Like one role opened all these doors and they became not a household name, but someone in that if you said their name in the industry, everyone would be like, oh, I saw this, or I did, you know. And this person was not their type. The only thing they both did was musical theater. Mm-hmm. And
even within under that umbrella, there's this kind.
And he would keep being like, well, so-and-so is doing this. And I just had to sit down and be like, I literally pulled out a picture and said, this is not you. Mm-hmm. This is not your career. Your career is this. Mm-hmm. And we had a heart to heart, and it was like a 20-minute conversation. And after that, he turned a corner and he started booking and like broke out. And then come to find out, the one he was always comparing himself against started comparing himself against the first guy. So it was hysterical.
This is crazy.
But I mean, it's the world. But that's what it is. It's like, you're not competing, but it's not a competition.
Right.
There's enough room for everybody, and there's enough work for everybody, especially in the Southeast, there's enough work for everybody. Mm-hmm. So just focus on you, be the best you can be, because that's when you're going to book. It's not when you're trying to be somebody else that you won't book. But if you are yourself and you're authentic and you are happy with yourself and you're working and you're, you know, doing your self-care, but you're also putting all that work in, you're gonna book and you're gonna have the career you should have.
Work begets work.
Yep. Work begets work begets work begets work.
Wow. Well, there's a lot of great information. This was so much fun. So I just want to say thank you very, very much to both of you.
Thank you. Yeah. It was great sitting down with you and talking about this.
Yeah.
That's it for today's edition of Actors Group Conversations on Craft. This is your host, Danielle Tame, and I really hope that you enjoyed today's conversation. Feel free to rate the podcast on iTunes. You can leave a review, or you can leave me a comment or a question on the Actors Group Conversations on Craft Facebook page. Until next time.